Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Delaware Historical Society has a new head of the Reed House and Gardens in Newcastle. Laura Earls, a longtime museum professional and historian of early American gender and material culture, has been Reed House director for roughly 3 months. She's already helped put together the one-night-only Reed House Dozen exhibit and has plans for a large revitalization of the garden. In this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon sits down with Earls to discuss her new role and what she hopes to bring to the Reed House.
I read that you've dreamt of working in a museum like this since you were 14 years old. So this obviously is a dream fulfilled, but you've been at the helm for about 3 months now. I'm sure there's a lot of learning and processing and just getting your feet under you. And like I told you off air, I'm sure it's like drinking from a fire hose, at least at certain points. But, you know, how have those first few months gone for you?
It has certainly been like drinking from a fire hose at times, but it's been really wonderful. Everyone at the Delaware Historical Society has been very welcoming. And I feel perhaps a little less overwhelmed than I might have felt if I didn't already have a bit of history with the organization. I will promote this collaboration between the University of Delaware and surrounding institutions until I'm blue in the face. But while I was a graduate student at the University of Delaware, I was actually a graduate assistant at the Delaware Historical Society Research Library in my second year. And I also was a teaching assistant for a course that was taught by Lee Reifenberg. She was my supervisor as a graduate assistant. And she also teaches a course in archives and paper collections management for the Museum Studies Certificate at the University of Delaware. So I took her course and I ended up doing some contract work on an exhibition that I had worked on as a graduate assistant. And then I ended up actually being Lee's teaching assistant for the course that I had taken a few years prior. So I had that level of familiarity with the organization, and honestly getting this job has just felt a bit like coming home. And it's been really nice to see how the skills that I developed in graduate school translate outside of academia.
Mm. Well, there's a couple things I want to touch on there with you. But for those that don't know, Laura was most recently a lead researcher and associate producer for the podcast Thing for Things, the history podcast where things happen and stuff matters. I love that name. As you just said, you've spent time at the University of Delaware. You worked in collections management and interpretation at several Delaware institutions like Nemours Estate, Winterthur, and the Delaware Historical Research Library. But you know, how do you kind of spoke to your familiarity as far as this role goes, and it feels like coming home, but how do you feel your past experiences here helped prepare you for a role like this with the Reed House?
So I actually was very fortunate in that a lot of my early experiences as a graduate student were in house museums. So my first graduate assistant position was at the Nemours Estate. So I was working on interpretation at this house. I was doing research on, the consumer patterns of the DuPont family who lived there. And I was working with their interpretive staff to revise some of that interpretive material that went in the rooms. Room books can have information about specific objects that are set out in the room, because in a house museum, you're not going to see labels necessarily in the places that you'd hope to see them, because it's a house, it's set up like someone's home. So you may have a binder filled with entries about different objects that people can go through. So I started off doing things like that. I also spent some time in Winterthur's registration department, which was also as a graduate assistant, and Winterthur's kind of like the ultimate house museum. And over the years, through classes I've taken, I've been thinking about house museums for quite a while, especially in thinking about what I wanted my career to look like. I thought a lot about what house museums do in their communities and what they can do. I think house museums have certainly had a reckoning in the last few years, especially where there's a tendency to focus a lot of the interpretation on the families who owned the house, lived in the house for the most part. And while it's important to do that, there's so many other more complicated stories that are wrapped up in the lives of the people who not only lived in these houses, but built them, worked in them, et cetera.
This next question's a two-parter, but for you personally, then, and this isn't something that happens overnight, but given your background, not just as a museum professional, but as a historian of gender and material culture in in early America, I should say, what are you hoping to personally bring to this position? And what does your vision for the Reed House look like as, time goes on and the months turn into years?
Absolutely. So I feel that, I mean, I tell people all the time, I don't need a PhD to do this job, but I do feel like the PhD gives me a unique perspective on how interpretation can work at the house. The house often interpretation is divided according to the families who lived here, and because I can both zoom in on individual stories, individual objects, I can also zoom out and look at the big picture in terms of how the Reed House fits into not only the Newcastle community, but Delaware, national history, global history as well. And it's my hope that, and I know that other staff here at the Reed House are really invested in doing this too, is to really tease out those stories of the people who worked here and how that all fits in with, labor history, history of gender. For example, there are very complicated labor relationships in this house. There were enslaved people who worked here. There were indentured servants and there were free servants. And the Reeds used the hiring in system where they would essentially pay a fee to enslavers to for the labor of enslaved people that they themselves did not enslave. But the Reeds did employ a variety of laborers who were unfree to certain degrees. So those are stories that we've been looking into bringing more to the forefront of our interpretation, and especially in terms of gender. The Coopers and Smiths, that's one era of the house that you might not necessarily see in the rooms themselves. The Coopers and Smiths were an extended family who lived in the house for the longest out of anyone, because this house has been nearly continuously occupied since it was first built. William Cooper bought the house in 1846, and the Smiths were part of his extended family. And his nieces, one of whom is Hetty Smith, she was the last of them to live in this house until she passed in 1919, I believe. I'm still very much learning the history of this house, so take my dates with a grain of salt. But she took care of this house for a really long time. And it's very important to us that we make sure that the women who lived in and cared for this house are visible in it. And as far as material culture goes, that is, objects are a main historical source for me. I approach them like some other historians may approach documents. And I do also use documents, but we can read objects, and objects are a really wonderful way to access the stories of folks who may not have left as thorough of a written record as we would like. And that's how we can access stories of women and people of color who lived here, who worked here. And it's also a good way to get visitors really engaged, because having something visual in a tour that you're taking or going to an exhibition, that's a really great way to get people thinking critically about the past. And while it's very important that we focus on telling difficult stories in the Reed House, it was also a place where people had fun. I'll be very interested to see how balancing those things comes to fruition here at the house.
I can imagine how this fits into the bigger plans, the future plans, but I do know that you and the staff have those big plans for the Reed House. What else should we be on the lookout in the near future?
Near future, so we're working on our garden revitalization project, as. So for that, I've inherited that project. So that's one of those fire hose projects. But we are working with Foresight, which is a landscape architecture firm, Anna Wick is currently our liaison with Foresight, and we are currently in planning stages. So overall, our hopes for this project are to increase accessibility in the gardens. Thinking here of widening paths and getting uniform grading, like making sure that the brick paths are laid in like really stable bases, so it's safe for anyone to use. And we're also hoping to edit the plant palette and also create opportunities for future programming and interpretive signage. Because like I was telling you about the Coopers and the Smiths having lived in this house the longest, mainly in the mid-19th until the early 20th centuries, none of the rooms in the house are set up as if they lived there. The house is mainly set up as if the Reeds lived there. So set up like it's the early 1800s, excuse me. And there are a couple of rooms set up to look like the Lairds lived there, which was during 1920 until 1975. But what's unique about those gardens is that they are essentially laid out the same way as they were when the Coopers and Smiths lived there. They designed the gardens, so this garden is really unique survival of a Victorian garden. So we're very invested in preserving that history, and that's a space to interpret the Coopers and the Smiths and how they cared for this house. And this is also the garden project is also a really great space for us to interpret Indigenous history, especially we're planning to collaborate with the Lenape, and I hope to integrate interpretation inside the house with what we've got in the gardens. So it's just one large story, both inside and outside of the house.
Thanks to Reed House and Gardens Director Laura Earls for showing us why history matters this week. And we wrap up the green next with Enlighten Me and a trip to the University of Delaware to highlight work from student journalists there. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.